I believe we should give every working family in America a $1,000 energy rebate, and we should pay for it with part of the record profits that the oil companies are making right now.
Can buy me love.
Welcome back, and joining us now is Mickey Fulp. Mickey is better known as the mercenary geologist. Mickey, I've asked you this before, but what is a mercenary geologist?
A mercenary geologist, well, a mercenary is someone for hire, and most geologists that work in my business, we don't really have real jobs, so you go from job to job, and you're essentially for hire all the time. So I was just lucky enough to coin the term and trademark it. So,
well, good for you. Now, Mickey has a big following on Twitter and some other things, and he likes to tweet out that he's on with us, but I want to give you the opportunity. First of all, what's your web address?
Mercenarygeologist.com.
And your Twitter handle for those that want to follow you?
At mercenarygeo.
Okay, now, one of the shows that airs on the Liberty Express is the Financial Survival Network. It actually comes on in about 4 or 5 hours. If you've never listened to that show, I would encourage you to do so. The host's name is Kerry Lutz, and he's got a symposium going on here in the near future in Texas. And Mickey is one of the featured speakers at that symposium. Mickey, what are you guys going to be doing down there in Texas?
Well, Kerry's coined this symposium the Liberty Mastermind Symposium, and it's a bunch of libertarians and hard assets guys and a few of the so-called anarcho-capitalists, of which I'm not one of those, but I am a libertarian, and we're just going to do a one-day symposium with some ideas about how to survive what's going on in the United States with the manipulation of the money supply and also the increasingly heavy-handed government interference that we have.
You know, it just shows you how things have evolved. When Mickey and I first began doing these interviews a couple years ago, we stuck primarily to investing in rare earth metals and various things, but we are like-minded individuals, both of us libertarians, both of us hard money guys. We'll get into a little investment talk here in a minute, but Mickey, I couldn't help but observe that we are now almost entirely monetizing the U.S. debt. This pretty much indicates the death rattle for the dollar, does it not?
Well, eventually, there's no doubt, and that's the history of fiat currencies is they go by the wayside and governments go by the wayside because of the devaluation of their currencies. So it's a matter of time. You know, some people are quite surprised that we haven't seen a radical increase in the money supply, no matter how you look at it. But really what's happened is the banks are parking all this money. So money that's not being used does not really affect the inflation of the money supply. So, some people, in fact, some of the people will be speaking in Dallas here in, what is it, about 3 weeks, are deflationists. And you can argue that that we are in a deflationary environment that's being pumped up and basically kept at bay by Bernanke helicopter money out of the sky.
You know, in my mind, falling prices would be a boon for the U.S. consumer. Why these Keynesians fear deflation is beyond me, but to the broader point of this global inflation that we're seeing right now, we're all familiar with history's examples, the Weimar Republic in Germany, Zimbabwe, Argentina, Brazil, here in the United States. But this time around, this is a global phenomenon, and it looks to me like all of these fiat currencies could be failing simultaneously if we stay on our present course. Do you hold that opinion?
Well, I would certainly agree, and that's why I own a significant part of my net wealth is held in physical gold in my physical possession. And if a lot of people say this, and I'll agree with this too, if this happens simultaneously, not only do you need to own gold, but you're going to have to own some guns and ammo too, because this will be chaos in the streets.
Mickey, do you think that may be one reason why, for example, I read that John Kerry has signaled that the U.S. will sign that U.N. guns control treaty here, but why a lot of these politicians want to disarm the American people?
Well, certainly, there's no doubt about that, but luckily we have a very strong Bill of Rights, and our right to bear arms is still sacrosanct in this country, and I really hope that that remains. But, you know, if the politicians are going to try to change it, we got the good old NRA fighting it, and a lot of people in our parts of the world, and I'd probably exclude the left coast where I'm traveling now and the east coast where all the media is. But, you know, we've got a really strong heartland, and we've got to think, you know, I'm basically always the eternal optimist as an economic geologist, so I tend to look on the bright side of all these things and say, I don't think this is going to happen, but as a Boy Scout, I want to be prepared.
Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. We've got a few minutes left. Since we do view the economy from a very similar lens, what do you encourage people to invest in addition to gold and silver? If they're in stocks right now, today is turning out to be a brutal day. We've broken through Todd's 1620 support level, so it looks like the air may be finally starting to escape somewhat from the equity bubble that Ben Bernanke has created. But I know you are also looking at alternative investments. What should people look to?
Well, I'm not going to tell people what they should look to. I basically tell people what I do. So I'm a geologist. I've been involved in the natural resource industry for my entire 35-year career. I am intimately involved in the more speculative parts of that, and that would be the junior resource sector run out of with stocks listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So that market has been beaten up unmercifully, and as a contrarian, I like to buy into markets when they're out of favor. That's when the real money is made. Now, it takes a little few guts, and you've got to do a lot of really careful due diligence, but there's some real bargains out there among the small miners and explorers at this point.
Mickey, do you have a newsletter that you publish?
I do, and it's not a regular newsletter, but I write two products. I do something called Mercenary Musings, and those are my general essays on macroeconomics and libertarianism and commodities and a few anti-government rants on occasion. And then I also publish for my free subscribers, and I run a free subscriber service. I run a sponsor model. I publish my mercenary alerts, and those are my stock picks. And anybody can get those. They just got to go sign up for my newsletter. But the price is right. It's free.
And they can sign up for your newsletter by going to your website?
That's correct. And on the homepage of my website, mercenarygeologist.com, you'll see my mugshot, and right underneath my mugshot is a little banner that says free subscription, click here. You got to give us an email address that's viable, but you can give us a name, and we don't even really care if you give us the right name. And rest assured that that email list will never be revealed to anybody. In fact, I don't even see it. I see people's names, but the email address is stored in a vault by my webmaster, and it will never leave.
And you won't sell it to anybody?
Pardon?
And you don't sell your list to anybody?
No, absolutely not.
You know, Mickey, isn't it funny how over time we've all, you know, Carrie, you, me, a lot of the other names of a lot of the people that are going to be appearing with y'all down in Texas, David Morgan, you know, all of us, mm-hmm. we've kind of gotten in all this together, haven't we?
Well, yeah, we've all kind of evolved into this. I think most of us have had libertarian leanings for a long time. I certainly have. Even when I was in high school, I was a bit of a rebel, and I carried that into college in the 70s. But, you know, the idea that we are free people, and, you know, it can be summed up in a couple of sentences. I want the government to keep its nose out of my business and its hands out of my pocket. And people, a lot of Americans follow that philosophy, even though they don't vote the Libertarian Party. Now, I do vote the Libertarian Party. I voted for Gary Johnson in the last election. But I'm from New Mexico, and it was very easy for me to vote for the ex-governor of New Mexico for president.
Mickey Fulp, ladies and gentlemen, themercenarygeologist.com. Mickey, we're out of time. I, too, voted for Governor Gary Johnson. We started off talking investments, and now all of us seem to be on the message of liberty. That is how this country was founded. Mickey, it is always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time, and have safe travels. Okay, buddy?
All right. Thanks a lot, Alan. It's always my pleasure, too. I look forward to speaking with you again, and I hope and presume that I'll see you in Dallas in about 3 weeks.
Okay, Mickey, I appreciate it, buddy. Got to let you go. This is Alan Butler, Butler on Business. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Chuck.